my beautiful friend. Guess what? Guess who's with me today?
You'll never guess. Starts with a T.
And because last week I think I said on my Lovegram that I was coming on a retreat with you. So I'm actually making this way far in advance, but it's because I'm with Trisha, who you've met before, and we've just had a wonderful two-day retreat together. And what are we about to drive over?
We are headed for the Golden Gate Bridge.
I like to remind myself how spectacular it is, even though we live here, that people come from all over the world to see this view.
Yes.
It's really lovely. So, Trish, the reason that I wanted to capture this before, even though we're driving in the car and it's still a ways till Sunday, one of the things that we were talking about this weekend, you can't swear at the traffic, by the way.
No, I can't. I won't do that on your Lovegram. I've been known to do a little bit of a traffic.
I could sense that maybe a swear word was coming.
Not a swear word, but a little bit like, why is the traffic stopped all the time?
So the reason that I wanted to capture one of the many, 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 many amazing things we talked about was I just think it was super central to how we live our lives, and it's the idea of intention. And we've talked about intention before, but maybe I'll just turn it over to you to see what you remember as being like the key part of what it was for us this time.
Well, I think one of the things that we found ourselves in conversation about was the intention and the sort of deliberateness is another thing that word that comes to mind about getting up each day and deciding how we're going to approach the day, who we're going to be, what our energy, what we want our energy to be, meaning getting up and saying, I'm going to be a person of whatever increase today. I'm going to start my day and direct my energy in a very specific way versus just kind of getting up and going through the motions and letting the day or whatever dictate, you know, reading the news and then kind of having a reaction and having your energy go, not being intentional with it. And I think it started when you said a lot of times when you go to events and things, you walk out of your hotel room saying, I am, how did you say it? I'm going to be a person.
I usually just say, yeah, I'm love.
I'm going to be love.
Right.
That energy then radiates out from you and everybody feels it.
Well, and it does, you know, it seems like such a small thing. Like, how can just saying something like that shift things? But it does, because it when I walk into the room, you know, a big ballroom with a lot of people, I interact with people in a very different way when I remind myself I'm coming from or I am love, because then I see love. And it doesn't have to be love. Love doesn't have to be the intention. I think with you, we started with acceptance.
Right. And you know, for me, in terms of my own relationship, whether it's to how I'm feeling in my body or what I'm going to do, or yeah, just coming from more of that place of, you know, loving and appreciating myself and accepting myself and then having that for others.
Yes.
And really coming from that place. But I have to start with myself. You know, I can't be non-judgmental and accepting of others if I'm not accepting myself. And so that for me is a big one.
I don't know if it is it too personal to say a little more about that, because I think that was really important.
No, I mean, I think my lifelong struggle has always been to appreciate my body, where I am in relationship to myself, my weight, how I look, how I feel, and I can easily get pulled down into a pretty critical and just judging myself. You know, I should do this, I should do that, and I think this whole idea of starting from the place of I accept and I appreciate and, you know, I I have gratitude for where I am. That's a very different practice for me. So I think what we were really pointing to is how powerful that can be when you really make a decision to start your day from this whatever fill in the blank place it might be for you.
Yeah. And, you know, if you forget to start the day, sometimes I don't remember until, like I was telling you when I was coming over on the ferry to see you, I was consciously saying to myself, oh, you know, I want to be playful. I want to be appreciative. I want to be generous. I want to be helpful, or, you know, just whatever. It really helps to set the stage, even it doesn't have to be at the beginning of the day, even. Or like I was telling you, that what I know my son does, and I don't even know if he would say that this is like a practice of sorts, but I know he does this, is he has a lot of anxiety and some uncomfortable stuff that comes up in social situations. And so I know I've heard him say he sets out to think, how can I be fun? How can I make people laugh? How can I bring, you know, a sense of levity and lightness to the situation? And I know that you and I were, right, when we were talking about it, we were saying that that then trumps the uncomfortableness or the anxiety. It becomes whatever those words are that we're choosing, they're like elbow out the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it sets your focus in a certain direction. And yeah, I mean, do you ebb and flow and sometimes lose it? And but it was profound when we were just talking about the difference that it makes when you can start with that in mind and then stay aware, you know, just kind of, you know, watch. And
I noticed it even just now. We stopped at Whole Foods to pick up some kombucha, and I was, because I knew we were going to be recording this, and this was on, you know, we'd been talking about this, it was at the top of my mind. And so I noticed that I was engaged with the people who worked at the store, someone that I, you know, we kind of almost ran into each other. I noticed myself, instead of just being even neutral, that there was a more of a love. Mm-hmm. There was more of a like wanting to kind of smile or laugh or engage, or, you know, the woman who was checking me out, it was really funny because she said, how much do the brown bags cost? And I said, I don't know. I don't, you know, I said, yeah. Don't you know? And we just had a good laugh. And she's like, I don't know. And even something silly like that, like it could have just been a nothing moment.
Yeah. Or it could have been an annoying moment.
Oh,
I don't know.
True. Could have been, right? I could have been like, right, if I was in a bad mood, I might have been like, why are you asking me? But instead, because I knew I wanted to come from this place of love and playfulness, it did create a different tone. And it's, you know, it sounds like a small thing and it could be seen as a small thing, but it's the moments. The moments. Our lives are moments.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anything else around that? That, I mean, I feel like it's so, in a way, people could be going, well, duh, right? Like, it's one of those things. And Brendan, I love this, Brendan always says, common sense is not always common practice.
Mm,
right?
That's good.
I love that. Because it's so true that it's like, of course we know a lot of things, but what are we actually putting into practice?
Yeah. Well, that was a topic that came up as well. I think I raised that because we were in pretty depthful, you know, discussion about things. And I felt like I knew things, or I'd read things, or I'd heard, you know, from teachers about things and all of that. But it's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to live it, and it's another mm-hmm. thing to practice it.
Ooh.
And I thought to myself, this is where I have a gap, and I could work to close that by practicing more, by actually putting myself in. And that was part of the thing too, about being very intentional. And
mm-hmm.
I want to shift my how I see myself, and therefore, you know, how I make choices around how I feel about, whether it's, you know, again, it's whether I feel about my body or I feel about my day and the work I'm doing. I have to come at it with a practice of some sort, which is starting the day. And I don't know. I'm gonna test some things out. I don't know exactly.
Oh, what, I like that.
What's going to be the? You know, some people put reminders. They'll put a sticky note on the mirror. Or they'll
yes.
They'll there's something that
or a rubber band or a special bracelet or a ring on a finger. You don't usually
right,
wear it.
Right, and it calls you into that. Oh yeah, okay. And I have to find that. I'm not sure what that's going to be, but I am committed to putting it into play.
I love that. And just a reminder, because I think this is something that we're, you know, especially you, I'm talking to you listening, our friends who are listening, it's like, you know, a lot of things. We all know a lot of things. And so trying, when we hear something where we're kind of like, the instinct is to say like, oh, well, I know that, to then ask a follow-up question, am I doing it? You know, am I practicing it? And using that as like a little bit of a meditation bell, not to just shrug it off because we know it, but to really consider, are we practicing?
Exactly.
And so maybe whatever's coming up next, I don't know when you're listening to this, if it's the morning or the afternoon or even the evening, but even if it's late at night and the next thing coming is you're going to say goodnight to your family, to think about, who do I want to be? What do I want to be when I say goodnight? You know, I want to be loving. I want to be joyful. I want to be a good listener, whatever it is, to practice it. And then just watch what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Trisha just gave us a thumbs up. So thank you. This was great. I love this. What was that?
My car is telling me to keep my eyes on the road.
Oh.
Be intentional about my driving.
Well, thank you, Trisha. It's always wonderful to have you here.
Oh, it's always wonderful to be on retreat with you. I mean, so many things that just are joyful about it and also just always remind me and set me off on a kind of a new course.
I know. If I remember, I don't know if I will by the time I post this, but if I remember, I'll make a link to... We've done, I think, a couple. When we were in Tahoe, we did a video of why it's so important. Why it is so important to have this space together. And so maybe I'll try and find the link because
that's
always something just so. Extra credit to you that if you have a good friend or you just take yourself somewhere or keep your eyes open for someone who might be a good partner to do something like this. I think this is how I ended last week's too, because I was the one we posted today, because I knew I was going to be with you. So just a reminder, sending lots of love.
Thank you for a wonderful 2 days.
Ah, yay. Bye, everyone.